This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
March 14th. Writing has been such a therapy, subhanAllah. You're such a great listener, you know. Being alone with my thoughts and writing them down has almost lifted a burden from me. Such that when I shut this book, my burdens get shut away, alhamdulillah. It reminds me of what Dad used to say. Nothing is more beautiful than a smile that has struggled through tears. And boy, have you seen my tears. Pretty sure you felt something too. When I look back at this period of my life, the difficulties are not relevant anymore. It's about who I became in the process. Now I know what to do if I ever get into a situation like this ever again. You see, sadness brought me to you, but I highly doubt it will bring me back. So, dear future me, I hope your reading is shaking your head, wishing you could go back in time to tell me that everything is going to be more than alright. I hope that when you look back at this point in life, that you know it was worth all this fear and pain to get to a place of true contentment. I hope that you wake up each morning excited and happy to be here. I hope that you found a way to spend your days so that you're always joyful and it brings you happiness and you have like success everywhere. I hope you look back on your dark days and thank Allah that you are now able to walk in the light. And I hope that you remember whatever the test is, whatever the hardship is, whatever the difficulty is, and whatever the calamity is, it will pass. It always does.
Allahu Akbar. I wish the whole world could hear those words of yours, Adam. I wish they would live by those messages that you just shared. I wish that they would remember to never expect dunya life to be what it wasn't created for. It's common knowledge that exams are rarely an easy experience, and what is life but an exam? So, what few restful days you may experience in life, consider it an exception to the default, an anomaly of a day. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We have certainly created man into hardship. Hardship during pregnancy, hardship during labor, hardship during your pursuit of education, hardship during exams and work, and the hardships of marriage, the hardship of raising righteous children, the hardship of bad health, the hardships of old age, the hardships of the pangs of death. Adam, whoever expects a trouble-free life or perceives that he is the only one suffering or imagines that he is suffering the most, this person is mistaken. Because behind every single smile you may see is a person who is being examined in his own respect or in her own respect. As Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he would say that الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا غُمُومٌ فَمَا كَانَ مِنْهَا مِنْ سُرُورٍ فَهُوَ رِبْحٌ. This whole world is grief. So on the odd day when you feel ease, consider it a bonus. Like the words of Abdul Rahman al-Nasr, you know him, one of the greatest governors of Andalusia. He actually used to take note of the days in which he felt at ease. And he lived a life of so much hardship and struggle against those who were seeking to destabilize him. Now, when he died, they looked into his diary, and the number of the days of ease that he had taken note of, and they amounted to only 14 days, despite him having governed Andalusia for a staggering 50 years. So I echo your words, bro. We are to train ourselves to accept dunya for what it is, a temporary examination theater, and to constantly remind ourselves of the answer which the great Imam Ahmad gave to that man who asked him in grief, مَتَى يَجِدُ الْعَبْدُ طَعْمَ الرَّاحَةِ. When will we taste the meaning of rest? And Imam Ahmad said to him, عِنْدَ أَوَّلِ قَدَمٍ يَضَحَّى فِي الْجَنَّةِ. You will taste it, my brother, following the first step that you make into paradise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to take that step. But up until we do, brace yourself for every potential circumstance that life may throw at you. This is your dunya, and we are all in the same boat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease your affairs. It really is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our weak selves that He has not connected absolute happiness to anything other than Him. Absolute happiness is not found in a wife or a husband, or a job or a child, or a country or money or health or anything else, because if any of those matters are lost, they can be replaced entirely or at least partly replaced. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lost in the life of a person, what can replace Him? True misery, therefore, is not in losing any of these things. True misery is when the irreplaceable one, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, is lost in the life of a human being. Why is it that the only happiness which we appreciate is that which existed in the past, or the happiness which we hope will exist in the distant future? Why is the happiness of the present so invisible to us? Cherish this moment that you're in, and passionately thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it before it is taken away from you and replaced with another circumstance that will make the current one seem like bliss when you remember it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has placed the world beneath your feet. Why are you carrying it on your back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this dunya in your hands. Why are you forcing it into your heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you knowledge of yesterday and some of the knowledge of your today. So why fear tomorrow when the knowledge of it is only with Allah? Expect the best from Allah. And remember that the sea did not claim the life of baby Musa despite him being thrown inside of it when he was at his weakest. Yet the very same sea would claim the life of the Pharaoh and his men despite them having crossed it when they were at the strongest. Who is the one who controls all matters? He is Allah. Whoever is with Allah, his weakness will not harm him. And whoever is distant from Allah, his strength will not benefit him. Expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a secret ingredient to happiness. As Prophet Ibrahim said to his people, فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What are your thoughts about the Lord of the worlds? What are your expectations about Allah, the Lord of the worlds? I know that the entire content of this series will take some time to fully digest, but refer to it over and over again. Try to understand each point. Summarize it in your own way. Share with us, please, your works, and my hope that it will help take you and I to a new level of clarity and relief and strength, allowing us to focus on the next phase of our lives, the building now of ourselves, the building of others, the building of projects, the building of our hereafters. When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam, and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.